Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Hello, very good evening, everybody. Taking the time to join us on At Home with Victoria, another special show that we decided to do as we enter into the Christmas weekend. I wanted to do this show, I said, either before Christmas or after Christmas. And this is an update on Debbie Flores. She's the 31-year-old Las Vegas dancer, model. Also, I like to mention all the other things that she's done. She has a degree, a law degree, and also she is a former Washington cheerleader ambassador. So Debbie is sharp as a tack, but we're doing another special because our goal was to bring her home. Again, she's been missing since December the 13th. And her sister, Celeste, joined us earlier this week on the air. We were very happy to have her, so we're not going to take up much of her time again tonight, but I wanted Celeste to come on and just kind of tell us about the latest information in terms of the website, and also to thank everybody for giving, but more importantly, why it's still important that you give during this time. Celeste, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you so much, Victoria.
Well, listen, I know you just mentioned a few minutes ago, and this was off the air. Tell us about the website. There's good news on that front.
Yeah, we have came up with an idea for Debbie to have her own website where anybody from around the world, from the States, if you don't have Facebook, could go into her website and basically get up the latest information, how to donate, how to create flyers and pass them around, how to leave messages, what this website is about, and what her story is as well, and contact information if anybody knows any tips or any follows, any leads to Debbie's disappearance.
And also, too, I'm thinking another reason why, Celeste, that website is important, and also why it's important that people follow what you and your family are saying on Facebook, because you and I just talked about this. We know that a couple of days ago, or it may have been late yesterday, there was a burnt body that was found near Lake Mead, and Las Vegas police went out there to investigate. And, of course, we did find out the latest that that is not Debbie. So, you know, we're very sorry, and our heart goes out to the family, whoever that person is and belong to. So that's why, you know, guys and everybody, it's just important that you follow what Celeste is saying, you kind of follow what the family is saying and follow what that website is, because there's always going to be a lot of information that's going to come out. And especially, Celeste, I was thinking yesterday, because this is a national story, every national major media outlet has it, every single national online publication and newspaper have it. So I just know it's important that people continue to send leads in, or if they have any information or anything that they think that may be not too small or too big, but to make sure that information gets into the police. And Celeste, I wanted to mention Facebook, because I know on Facebook you have developed a page right now. I saw it last night because I joined specifically for Celeste and to bring her home. Talk about that page.
All of this information, all of the pages and everything is going towards Debbie. You know, any information that they got. I know that a lot of people are leaving their messages and of course, their support and prayers on Debbie's site. And just to kind of go away from her site, which, you know, the family would kind of like it to keep it clear, just because we didn't have another way of contacting all her friends and all her supporters. We wanted to keep that clear, but now, you know, we can actually reroute them to several other sites where they can show their love and concern, as well as their hopes and prayers for her.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that, too, because I was looking at one of the sites, and there was a young man who had talked about how he knows Debbie from way back in the day, and he just really wanted to post something just to let you and the family know that he supports you guys and wanted to give in whatever way. So that other site is great because especially at a time like this, it is important that everyone, the family, is able to get the information out that they need to get out and also in cooperation with the police so that they can help get the correct information out so everyone knows about that correct information. So like Celeste just mentioned, if it's possible, they're asking that you do not post any information on Debbie's page, but rather there's a new page now for Debbie, so you can sort of post anything, you know, in terms of, you know, wanting her to come home and any information on that page itself. Now, Celeste, the last thing we're going to talk about, and I'm going to let you go because it is the day before Christmas, and I know you are exhausted, but I just want you to talk about why it's important for people to give and that you are still raising money because you need to stay in Las Vegas just to see this through.
Yeah. You know what? Truthfully, everybody that knows Debbie knows why I'm doing this. If they know Debbie, I don't have to even explain that. They know
mm-hmm.
how loving and beautiful and wonderful of a person she was and such a great friend that she became like family. For those that don't know Debbie, everyone has, God forbid, a loved one, a brother or sister, and they won't. I would never, ever, in a million years, want them to go through what I'm going through and my family's
yeah.
going through right now. It's
yeah,
it's hard, and of course, it's the holidays, so it makes it much harder.
Yeah,
it breaks you
mm-hmm.
in every single way possible. It changes your life. This site is basically specific for in search of Debbie,
yeah.
bringing her home safely and her well-being, and finding justice for her.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, we're asking everybody out there, you know, no matter what you can give, if you can give $5, $5 is great. If you can give $20, if you can give $100, whatever is put on your heart to give, certainly the Flores family would appreciate that because there are private investigators that have come forward to help, but there may be a time when they can no longer help and they need to get paid. So, and also, you know, money also needs to be made to put the flyers up. So every single thing that in a situation like this, you do need money for. So we just want to thank everybody out there who has already given. And if for those of you that haven't, just maybe think about that and continue to give because, like she said, the main thing is to bring her home and also get justice for her as well. So, Celeste, darling, I want to thank you so much for being here, and I wanted to tell you before I hang up that you would do any sister proud. I was watching you on Nancy Grace, and you look beautiful, but certainly you can tell that you are exhausted. But I know if Debbie was here, she would be like, yeah, that's my sister.
Yes, she would, and she would do the same thing for me. I don't see it that way. I see it as though anybody would do this thing for their family. I won't stop. No matter what it takes, I will not stop until she is brought home and she is safe, and as I stated, justice is brought to her.
Well, we thank you so much. All of our prayers for my family. It's incredible because I was telling Michael Kay, my entertainment producer, every time when I go to sleep at night, I think about her. When I wake up in the morning, I think about her. When I'm out, you know, sort of during the day doing my thing, I think about her, and I always want to run home to the internet just to see if there's any latest information. So it is all-consuming for me, so I can't imagine what it's like for you. But God bless you, and you continue to be strong. And just know, and I know you know this already, there are thousands and thousands of people out there that are supporting you and want to help you and that are going to be with you to actually see this through. So God bless you. We're going to continue to tell people to raise money until you tell us that At Home with Victoria to stop. So always believe that we're always getting that information out there for us. And, of course, if you need anything else, it's just a matter of a phone call. We love you, and just thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, guys, and God bless you all and all the support and prayers that y'all are giving out to my little sister, Debbie. God bless you all, and y'all have a happy holiday.
Okay, thank you so much, Celeste. Yeah, it's just very, very difficult. But again, you know, excuse me, we do want everybody to continue to give. And in fact, how you can do that is there's a wonderful site that Celeste her family and friends that has set up on Facebook, and it's called Debbie Flores, Let's Bring Her Home. And that site you can go to because it's going to have all the latest information. I'm not talking hearsay, but all of the actual latest information that that you actually need in terms of the investigation and what's going on. Because keep in mind, the family's going to get the information first, so, you know, and they'll be able to get us that information as opposed to any sort of bogus stories that's going on out there. But I was very, very happy to see it's sort of good and bad that everybody who has been following the story know that there was a burnt body that was found near Lake Mead yesterday or early or late overnight. But the coroner did do a autopsy, and we did find out that that is not Debbie. So, of course, that was good news, but then it's bad news because that is, you know, another family who's going to be getting a call today, or if they haven't already gotten the call, to say, you know, that that was somebody else's family member. And it's just like Celeste said, it just makes it even more so difficult because it is the holiday time. And I remember when Celeste was on Nancy Grace, and the host asked her a question about when was one of the last conversations that that Celeste and Debbie had as sisters, and Celeste was kind of laughing because she said Debbie was more concerned about her son having a great Christmas because you know how kids are. He must have done something a little bad, and so Celeste was talking about how she was like, well, I'm going to not give you as many presents as I normally give you for Christmas if you don't straighten up. And she said the telephone conversation basically went with Debbie, like, I'm an aunt, so I know this, like any aunt would basically tell your sister or brother, no, you know, they're going to be okay. Just go ahead and give them all the presents that they need, because basically that's what aunt and uncles do. So I just thought that that was a great story, but also a story that's just really telling about Debbie and her personality. And like Celeste said, she is just a beautiful person. But more importantly, think about if this was your family, if this was your sister, if this was your brother, and something like this happened, and you lived in a different city or a different state, and you have to come there and try to spearhead the entire thing, and to be able to be there and to see it through, because bills still have to get paid, people still have to eat. So that's why the giving is just so important. And also, Celeste talked about the website. So the website is pretty much up and going. So we're going to post that information on our wall also as we get that, just to let you know. And also, you know, there is money that needs to go for flyers. You know, somebody's got to pay for Xeroxing the flyers. Somebody's got to pay for putting the flyers together. All of that cost. And, you know, we're not talking a handful of flyers. We're talking thousands of flyers that her friends and family and even strangers that have come together in Las Vegas that are putting these flyers all over Las Vegas to keep her face out there and her name out there so that we can try to, you know, to just go ahead and bring her home. So, again, that was Celeste Flores. That was Debbie's sister, who I mentioned to her on the phone before she left us that I know if Debbie was here, she would certainly say, that's my sister, and would definitely is doing her sister proud. But like Celeste said, you know, if that's your family member and if that's your sister, you step up to the plate and you do, you know, what it needs to actually be done. Well, joining us on the conversation now is my entertainment co-host, Michael Kay. Michael has been following this from the beginning, and he has been the one sort of behind the scenes that's been dealing a lot with Celeste and, you know, getting her to come on the show and sort of keeping track with her as much as he can, if not every single day, you know, every other day to call her and kind of see what's going on so that we also here on At Home with Victoria get the correct information as well. But again, I do believe that Michael Kay is on the line, so Michael's going to come on and join the conversation. Michael, are you with us?
I am with you. Absolutely a heart-wrenching story.
Yes. Yes, very, very difficult. And it's one of those stories as a journalist, you know, it affects you and it affects me. But at the same time, your main job and main focus is to try to get the information out there as accurate as possible and the best that you can, because if you don't do that, then we're not doing the family or Celeste any justice in terms of trying to get the information out there and bring Debbie home and just to find out where she is.
Absolutely. That was the one question that Celeste really had for, we had a chat today, and I said, with all the time that she spent answering questions, does she have any questions herself? And she went right into the fact that she just would like to know why no one would want to come up and say what happened. What, you know, can someone just tell me that? What is the big secret? So her frustration, I think, is definitely warranted, especially how tiring and exhausting this must be for her and the family, I can't imagine.
Yeah, because, you know, Celeste, I mean, you know, ever since she has come to Las Vegas, she's been going nonstop. And, again, you know, we were one of the first media outlets on the Internet radio or just period that she actually came to. And we sort of broke the story, and that was through very, very good friend of mine, Chelsea, who works with the American and Women in Film industry. But Chelsea knew Debbie growing up in the Baltimore, D.C. area, so she emailed and said, hey, this is going on. Can you help get this on the air? But, Michael, like I had mentioned to you, I've been in the news business long enough to know when a story is going to be big enough that it's going to be a national story. So I knew that this story was going to go national. And with that said, you know, from the time that Celeste wakes up until the time that she goes to sleep, if she's even getting any sleep, she's on television. She's on the radio. She's doing interviews with newspapers nonstop. So it just, you know, it takes a toll on you, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And just to go ahead and remind the listeners that if anyone has any information regarding Deborah Flores, please contact CrimeStoppersOfNevada.com. That's CrimeStoppersOfNV.com. Or contact Las Vegas Metro directly at 702-828-2907. Yeah, Goofy Bones in the chat room. I'm hoping he goes ahead and calls in. I heard you had a nice little time with him on his side of
Christmas. Yeah, it was interesting because Goofy had a special Christmas show on that he started at 7 o'clock, and it was a very, very cool show. He had traditional Christmas music. He had clips from Family Guy and from all these different shows. It was a compilation of different things, and it was very cool. But as Goofy is doing his show, he was talking about this young lady that he knew, and something happened with her with domestic violence. So it really tied into a little bit of what we were talking about tonight, because if you've been following Debbie Flores' story, her ex-boyfriend, who is fully cooperating with police, I want to say that, apparently there was some domestic violence in that relationship because he ended up having to go to court. I don't know what the latest is on that, but that was kind of a tie-in in terms of what Goofy was talking about. So I asked Goofy if he wanted to call in and just kind of talk a little bit about that, to do that. He says he wasn't sure because it was kind of raw for him, because I think the situation that he was talking about also happened around Christmas, and he's just been a little down today. So hopefully, if he's up to it, we'll have a Goofy call in and kind of talk a little bit about his experience and what happened to him, because domestic violence, as all of us know, is just simply no joke. It is real. It is alive. And there are tens of thousands of women all over, not even the U.S., but all over the world who suffer instances with domestic violence.
Absolutely. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about Debbie Flores, Las Vegas performer who went missing on December 12th. She's 31 years old, beautiful, very smart, a law degree, and former Washington Redskins cheerleader. Deb's car was found Monday by local neighbor Teresa Howley. Last person to see her was Blue Griffith, like you said, Victoria, but he is helping out with the efforts quite a lot.
And he's the ex-boyfriend, just to let everyone know.
Yeah. He's the ex-boyfriend, so. But once again, anybody with information, you know, go ahead and contact CrimeStoppers.com or LV Metro at 702-828-2907. So, say two hikers that went ahead and actually discovered the burnt woman's body and stuff like that. That must have been quite a stumble upon when you're out.
Yeah.
For a
mid-morning
hike.
Yeah. Can you imagine that you're out there just sort of doing your hiking thing? And if anyone knows anything about Lake Mead, it's a large area. It's also sort of a recreational area where people in the area and people that come from out of town, you do a little boating and fishing there and hiking and stuff. I've been there myself numerous times when I've gone to Las Vegas on vacation or also to different conferences. So I've, you know, like to go over there to Lake Mead just because it's beautiful and get to see the Hoover Dam. So like you said, I'm sure that that certainly was a sight for those two folks to see that. But, of course, when that news broke, I think all of us were just simply holding our breath and thinking, this, you know, this can't be it. I mean, you know, you just hope and pray that it's not it. So, of course, I was, you know, just had knots in my stomach. Actually, it was my sister who showed me the information about the body being missing because I was working on something else, and I just got this real knot in my stomach. So it wasn't until actually about an hour ago that I saw online that that body that was burned, that was found, is not Deborah, better known as Debbie Flores. So there was just a huge sigh of relief. And again, it's one of those things where, Michael, you're very happy because that just shows us that perhaps she is still here. We want her to still be here. But then at the same time, you know, I felt horrible for feeling happy because the fact of the matter is now another family somewhere is going to get a telephone call the day before Christmas saying we found the body of your loved one, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a no-win situation. Well, it's a win-win, lose-win situation and stuff.
Right.
Just to go back to Lake Mead, how far would Lake Mead be from Las Vegas proper, like around 30 miles?
You know, actually, I don't know exactly, but it's not It's not too far at all because I went one there, just went in a car, and then one time I went on one of those sort of tour buses. So it's not really far. I mean, I would say it's probably no more than 30 minutes, 30 or 35 minutes. But if anybody knows the exact distance sort of – and I'm saying this from the Strip because when I went to visit, I was staying on the Strip at one of the – at the Venetian Hotel. So it seemed like it was only about – you know, 30, 35, no more than 40 minutes away. But, yeah, it is an absolute beautiful area, and it's a very, very large area, but it's one of the largest recreational areas in that part of the country. Then you've got the Hoover Dam. So, and then, of course, not too far away, I guess, within a couple of hours, you've got the Grand Canyon. So it's kind of one of those areas when you go visit, it's so beautiful that, you know, you would do yourself justice to stay a couple of days just to, for example, go visit Lake Mead, the Hoover Dam, and if you can make it over to the Grand Canyon. So that is very much a beautiful part of the U.S., and I always love going there to visit as well. But again, we just want to reiterate one reason why Michael Kay and I on At Home with Victoria wanted to do the show tonight, because we really just wanted to focus on giving. We know Christmas is tomorrow, and it's very unfortunate that we are going into the Christmas holiday with this story still unanswered. We still do not know where Deborah, better known as Debbie Flores, is. So just like Celeste said, that it's important that you give. There is a website that you can find on Facebook. You can find it on my wall. You can also go to Celeste Flores on Facebook, and she has the information on her wall. So pretty much between my wall and Michael Kay's wall, you'll find the information on there. So the information is that you're able to give through Facebook. Michael, I don't know what the latest is, but the last time I saw, which I think was yesterday, was it's about $3,400 and something dollars that folks have given so far. So people are being very, very, very generous, considering it is Christmas and a lot of people have probably already spent a lot of their money on Christmas gifts already.
Right. And also she has her website up now, too, and that's bringdebbiehome.com. And you can go ahead and click the link there, either contribute through PayPal or pay through your credit card. So that's up and running right now.
Oh, great, great.
Yeah. Just so sad, and I really hope to see resolution come soon in the new year. This is a hard thing to go through, especially during the holidays.
Yeah, and Celeste did say that before she left us. It said it makes it even more so difficult during the holidays. And like I said, I was just so touched because the last conversation that the two sisters had was about the holidays, because apparently Celeste's son was being a little bad, and Celeste talked about how she wasn't going to give him all of his Christmas gifts. You know how parents are like, well, if you don't do this, Santa's not going to do this. You know how we kind of inadvertently threaten kids in order for them to do what they're supposed to do. So what was cute about it was that Debbie was like, oh, no, don't do that. Make sure he gets all of his gifts, and don't do that. You know, it's the holidays. And that hit home to me because I was thinking about my own niece and nephew that I could see clearly – if something like that happened. And I talked to my brother, and he said that my niece and nephew were being bad, and he wasn't going to give them a lot of stuff for Christmas. I could clearly see me giving the exact same response that Debbie did, because that's how aunts and uncles are. You know, we're kind of like that with our brother and sister's kids, because we spoil them so much.
Absolutely. Mine is in Canada. She's 6 years old. She is the oldest six-year-old you'd ever want to meet.
Is she?
Funny, funny, funny. Well, you understand my sense of humor, so you got to understand that that has to translate to the family. It has to be traced back someplace. But my little niece is lovely. I've never seen her. Haven't seen her in 6 years. So I get pictures all the time, but we Skype every Christmas morning. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, and you know what is interesting about her is that I have had the opportunity to look at a lot of her pictures on Facebook. And what's so cute is that she's got this one picture on Facebook where she's got her little laptop, and she's sitting there, and she looks so cute with her laptop.
Oh, she's very professional. She's an office girl.
Yes, yes. She seems, yeah, she definitely looks like that she is an office girl. And also, speaking of that and speaking of kids, of course, tomorrow is Christmas, and this is the season. So for all of you out there, you know, Michael and I also from the bottom of our hearts hope that all of you just have a wonderful Christmas. And I think Christmas is really for kids, though. So I'm looking forward to seeing my niece and my nephew, Davey and DJ, as they get up tomorrow and open up all their presents to kind of see the look on their face. It's so exciting that kids believe in Christmas. So I'm waiting to see how long is it going to be before they get to that age where they're going to start to figure out what's going on. They're not there yet. I think we've got a little ways to go.
Yeah, no, you got to milk it for as long as you can. They grew up too fast. But, yeah, I'm looking very forward. And I think for a special Christmas wish for all the adults out there, I think we can all wish each other a little peace, a little tenderness, a little kindness, a little compassion, and a whole lot of understanding. And I think that's kind of what I wish for all us adults to find in our lives
mm-hmm.
for this holiday season.
That's good. I think that is something great to wish for, and I like that very much. And I also just want to take the time just to sincerely from the bottom of my heart just to thank all of our supporters, all of our fans, all the different businesses that came on in December, all of the nonprofits, all of the community organization, all the great stories that we've heard this year on At Home with Victoria, because I don't think we're actually going to be back on the air again until next year. So just to thank everybody, because what started off as a show that started once a month, At Home with Victoria for almost close to a year, we are up to close to 20,000 listeners. And I never thought in my wildest dreams that, you know, I mean, I always believed that that's something that I was going to be able to achieve, but I never really thought much about it. So when you start to see the numbers come in, it can be pretty exciting. So, and which is also exciting, on At Home with Victoria, we have a tremendous amount of people who actually go to the archive, Michael, and who listen to our show. But what's even thrilling is that now we're having more people that's able to listen live and not go to the archive, but who are also listening to the show via iTunes. So, and Michael, you look at those numbers, and I know how excited you get about that as well.
Well, I do. Absolutely. And it's Sue. Thanks to the people in the chat room. Chat room guests today are Goofy Bone, guest 4140, and the Virtual Professional. So I want to give a personal thank you for tuning in today. And yes, thank heavens for our listeners that make those numbers happen. It's great stuff.
Yes, it is great stuff. And again, we just want to thank all of you for being here. And Michael, although I know that I said that we weren't going to end with a song, because we do have a little time, you know how I favor Shelley. So actually, is it possible that we can do one of Shelley Christmas songs, and then if you want, you can go ahead and end with, because I know how much you love Raven O. So we can do Shelley's song, and then right after that, immediately, we'll do Raven O, and then we'll be out of here.
All right. Well, Vic, you have a very, very Merry Christmas. Love to you and Victor. Love to everybody and to Brett and David and the kids and everything. So just Merry Christmas, honey.
Thanks
for the good year.
Merry Christmas. And again, we're going to go ahead and end with Shelley and then Raven. No, God bless everybody.
God bless you.
Christmas. 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 Christmas time.
for you, baby. The snow is falling on the ground. Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling on the ground.
Christmas.
Well, you feel real good, little baby, 'cause Santa Claus is back in town. Huh. I got no sleigh with reindeer, no sack on my back. You're gonna see me coming in a big black Cadillac. Oh, it's Christmas time, pretty baby. The snow is falling on the ground.
Christmas.
Yeah, it's Christmas time, pretty baby. It's Santa Claus back in town. Now go on now, you play good for me. Your pretty stockings and turn off the lights. Santa Claus is coming down your chimney tonight. Oh, it's Christmas time, pretty baby. The snow is falling on the ground.
Christmas.
Well, you'll be a real good little baby, 'cause Santa Claus is back in town. Yeah, now baby, 'cause Santa Claus is back in town. Whoa.
That was Shelly Wren. You can find her album afterwards on presale at Amazon.com. Now we're going to give a listen to Raven O. He did this little ditty for the listeners at Home of Victoria and all of his friends, and I just want to go ahead and share it with you. This is Raven O. You can find him at www.ravenO.com, or you can find him on Facebook. Once again, Merry Christmas from At Home with Victoria.
Dear, I thought I'll drop a line. The weather's cool, the folks are fine. I'm in bed each night at 9 p.m. I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but all in all, I can't complain. Was it dusty on the train? P.S. I love you. Right to the branch, just as soon as you're able. They came around to call. I burned a hole in the dining room table, and let me see, I guess that's all. Nothing else for me to say, and so I'll close. Oh, by the way, everybody's thinking of you. P.S. each day.